Today we're doing Sefer Dalel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Sofrim has Rizim Osim Shlosha Minei Klafim. Those Sofrim who are very makbid in halacha, they make three types of cloth. Ha'av Yoser Lichto Bo Parsha Shemashi Ktana, the really thick cloth they use to write the Parsha of Shema, which is the smallest of the Parshios. V'hadak Mimenu L'Farshas V'Hayoyim Shemoa Sheyoser Gedola, and then the medium sized cloth used. Even though the Girsa here is V'Hayim Shema, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the correct Girsa probably should be V'Hayim Ki V'Yacha, because V'Hayim Shema is one of the longer Parshios. V'Farshas Kaddish, V'Farshas, again, even though it says V'Hayim Ki V'Yacha, it should really be V'Hayim Shema, Shem Arukos, Osam Klav Dak Me'od, V'Zei Yismalu Habat Mishav, V'Zei Nerletzvan. For the longer Parshios, which again we assume are Kaddish and V'Hayim Shema, which are the longest, then you should use a really thin cloth, because this way it'll fill up towards the end of the cloth, and everything will be even and symmetrical, and it will be a hidur for the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkat Lama Gimel, just makes the point that we mentioned before. V'Hadak Me'od, the Parshas V'Hayim Shema, Tos Sofer, Tzor Chlom, the Parshas V'Hayim Ki V'Yacha, Shiyos Rigdolo, the Parshas Kaddish, the Parshas V'Hayim Shema, Shehim Arukos. You just have to flip the order, because again, as we said before, V'Hayim Shema is longer than V'Hayim Ki V'Yacha. Other achronim say that the sofrim would make all the hides would be of the same length and the same width. The only difference is that in terms of where they started their margins, if the parsha was shorter, they would start their margin a little bit farther out. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up a sif tezvav tomorrow.